Suicide Squad making it rain, the commish checking out of Justice League, and will Wonder Woman be playing her both teams? Let's find out.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
Like, how do you make it rain?
You're
what was
making
that?
It rain.
Oh. Rain's coming out of that?
Is yeah,
that
you're making it rain, you know, when you're at the club with the ladies. You're doing this.
Dollar bills, y'all.
When I'm at the club with those clubs, I take the roll of quarters. And I'm
yeah,
like throwing
making
the roll
it
of
hail.
Quarters, making it hail.
Oh my God, making it hail.
Making it hail. They put that in their little bathing suit and it's jingling around.
Bruising people.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, here we are. Another episode of DC Movie News with the ladies. It's Mike and the ladies.
Oh, yes, it's ladies night. Oh, with a mic.
And I'm feeling right. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night.
Oh,
what a night.
I'm really glad that we have you here today because our news is lacking this week. So we need some color in here. And here
well,
we
I bring the color.
Just kidding. I meant like your purple hair.
No, I know what you meant.
I know what you meant.
No matter what I say, something will be taken.
No, that's usually me, but I'm glad you took the reins of that today.
No, like we need so the brightness. No, we need the love.
That's what this is here for. And I want to talk about two kinds of love today.
Yeah.
With that Wonder Woman stuff.
What's going on, everybody?
Well, a lot's going on. We've got some good stuff,
Should we go right into it, or we got some... Let's talk... Who are we? Who we got going here? Throw ourselves over.
Oh, you sound like Johnny too much.
I sound like Johnny too much?
I know, that did sound like Johnny for a split second.
I think it's put yourself over, though. I think throw yourself over.
Isn't it the end, though? I always mess this up. I start strong, and then I just go downhill from there.
Do you ever hear his wrestling shows? It's like...
I never... Like, I've watched his wrestling shows, but I always forget how he does his structure.
Put yourself over.
Let's introduce the crew.
Yeah, that's good.
There you go. Yeah, put yourself over. Thank you.
And I want to introduce the crew. Who we got? We got a guest star joining us on the end. Everyone, you guys know her though. Everyone that watches the show knows her. Our resident Harley Quinn aficionado.
Yeah. Thanks, Puddin.
Hey guys, Alexis Torres. I know it's been a while because I've been real busy doing my own squad stuff. You can find me where all shenanigans will ensue at atorres890.
Is that what we call what you've been doing, your own squad stuff?
I love shenanigans.
Yes.
Oh, shenanigans are the best.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I meant by squad stuff.
Yeah.
Now,
so. I don't.
Well, maybe you're just left out at the guy side of the table.
Yeah, sorry.
Ladies taking over.
Over.
I'm okay with that.
guys.
And speaking of ladies taking over.
Are you going to call me the crown jewel? Go ahead.
I'm not going to do it now. I'm in charge. I'm in this seat. I'm in this seat.
You are in that seat. You are.
Here she is, the girl that's in charge of the... She's the girl in the DC movie news. I was going to say it. I was going to say the sparkling crown jewel.
Oh, he added something. Oh, snap.
Of DC Movie News.
Sparkling.
Roxy Stryer.
Hey guys, I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. I miss where all Alexis Torres's are sold, though. I miss...
I've been changing it up. I'm trying new things. I'm experimenting.
Maybe I'll be where all Roxy Stryer's are sold.
Yeah, do it.
That's where you can find
me. Well, no, there's only one, because you're the best.
Maybe not. Hey,
you'd be like the exclusive edition.
Guys, we might be getting a surprise visit from somebody else at some point in this show, too.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, and also, everybody, make sure you send your love to Adam Gertler, because he wishes... he had a death in the family, and he could use some love, so make sure you tweet at him at Adam Gertler.
That stuff always sucks.
Yeah, I know. But he's back home. He gets to be with his family, at least. That's nice that he got to go home.
Yeah.
And on a lighter note, who's leading this show right now?
That's me at Mike Kalinowski.
No, what's your thing?
He's
an actor extraordinaire, and he's the DC encyclopedia.
Yes, he is.
Mike Kalinowski.
Hey,
that was
me.
Really good, Roxy.
Mikey Christmas
it is.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Christmas is coming.
Is
coming.
I'm so excited.
Now I think we can get into it.
Now we can go into the news?
Yeah, well, this is the making it rain part of the
news.
Oh,
this started the show.
I'm so
excited. Suicide Squad is kind of wrapping up its theatrical run, but it's still in theaters. Because there's not that much out right now. But it surpassed Man of Steel's box office take.
Oh.
And I read a lot of articles on it. And it's interesting because they're talking about what a... Like, it's weird because they're saying it's such a bad year for movies so far, 2016. It was a weak summer. But financially, it's one of the best that it's ever been. So it's weird. They're saying that the numbers are not reflecting the quality of movie we were getting.
This is so strange.
I'm confused.
It is. It's one of the weird anomalies. I mean, I don't really understand Suicide Squad. If somebody had said to me 5 years ago, there's going to be a Man of Steel movie and a Suicide Squad movie, And the Suicide Squad movie is going to get a 20-something on Rotten Tomatoes. And the Man of Steel one is going to get like a 70-something.
Mm. Right.
Who do you think makes more money? I mean, obviously you would say Man of Steel.
I mean, I but it's hard Superman to say because group usually like big ensemble movies usually do a little better.
Yeah, but if you had said Justice League maybe, but nobody even knew who Suicide Squad were. It wasn't even on anybody's radar.
True. Underdogs, I guess.
Superman to me is always such a tough sell by himself. He is. He's just a tough sell. I have no explanations for what happened with this film.
How could you call Superman a tough sell? I know you're more of a Batman guy, but I don't think Superman is a tough sell. Superman is the biggest hero of all time.
I agree. I agree. I think you take that Superman symbol, you put it anywhere, and it's right up there with the cross as people know exactly who this person is.
Yes.
But look at his films. Superman Returns did not, you know, do as well as they wanted. Man of Steel didn't do what they wanted. It hasn't done what they expect a Superman to do.
So maybe they don't get make as much money, but tough sell?
I don't know.
Maybe haven't made the... It's just interesting to me. I just never would have thought in a million years that a movie called Suicide Squad...
Right. That, to me, in the title and everything...
Everything. But the fact that it's past Man of Steel with such crappy reviews...
Yeah.
Is really...
And Man of Steel had great reviews.
They were decisive,
but... Man of Steel is a very well done film. Where this movie, there is the problems with the editing, and you do see the hands at work behind the scenes of Suicide Squad with certain tones, and it's kind of all over the place at certain points of that movie, especially the last 30 minutes of that film.
Did you enjoy Man of Steel more than you did Suicide Squad, or vice versa?
Vice versa for me. Mostly just because it was nice to see a Harley on screen for me, so that took me out, and also I really like seeing Will Smith back in his element, kind of, because I felt like he was the shining star in that movie. For me, though. That's my opinion, though. And
I love that we've been trained to do that as hosts.
I can't.
For me, my personal opinion, nobody attacked me. Like, that's for me.
I mean, like, I know a lot of people are like, Alexis, you know, Harley Quinn, how did you feel? And I was like, to be honest, I really didn't have an issue with it. I just don't... One thing I took away from that movie was I hated that there were, like, teenage girls behind me who were, like, oohing and aahing at Joker-Harley relationships. And I was like,
yeah, hashtag relationship goals, everybody on the internet.
People just don't get that, do they? They just... That's not a goal to have.
It drives me insane. There was a girl, actually, who came up after me because I was wearing a Harley Quinn, the Daddy's Little Monster shirt, and she's like, oh, man, I've seen you talk about DC stuff on your YouTube channel. Man, you must have loved this film, and I can't wait to tell my boyfriend we're going to dress up as Harley and Joker. And I'm like, wait. How old are you? I'm 12.
Hey.
It hurts my soul.
I see part of it because there's this whole, the DC was, I don't know the exact name, but it's the line of girls, superheroes, where it's DC does it right now, and they've got the Wonder Woman, Bumblebee, Harley Quinn.
Yes,
and
the DC young, girls or
yes,
something like that.
And
yeah,
I could
the
see
cartoon
where
series.
If the girls see that.
DC Supergirl.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah,
which
I
I'm fine with
that.
I would
see
that
version of Harley.
Yeah.
That's, I get
she's
that.
She's a teenager. Like, right, I get that. Right. She hasn't even hit that psychopathic
point
yet.
So
I just, she's like, well, you love Harley Quinn. Why can't I? I'm like, I'm not saying you can't love her.
Right.
Maybe they want to dress as Harley, Dr. Quinzel. Like,
that's
maybe
fine.
That's what they're
I think
they're
that's
Harley
great. And I'm not trying to, like, break that up.
Right.
I just don't want them to aim for a relationship like Joker and Harley.
It's almost like if they're going in that little... dressing like she does on that and that's
no,
great
like
but
she,
if she's dressing in the Daddy's Little Monster damaged tattoos then it's like you know where this comes from
but she used the phrase that she wants a relation she wants relationship goals
and that's,
like Joker
the
and
bigger
Harley.
Question of the chat is from Matthew Leach who says a 12-year-old with a boyfriend.
Hey man, they're getting younger and younger.
Good point.
No, it's true.
My
brother is 15 and he's had a girlfriend since he was 11.
That's
DC superhero girls by the way.
Thank
you
for got that. That Yeah, that's a whole topic for a whole other show and conversation.
They went together to this movie. That's how I met them both.
No parents?
No parents.
No supervision?
Nope.
They were probably
making out in the back.
Yeah.
Making out, sure they were.
I also saw parents bringing like their small children to Suicide Squad or Deadpool or any of those superhero movies.
I think people got what it was.
See, part of me, and I not to go off topic, but talking about that with people and kids, I think that just comes from movies nowadays are so expensive. It's expensive to hire a babysitter.
No, I get
you're
it.
Kind of.
No, no,
and,
I totally
and I try
understand.
Not to get upset, but when I'm at a, you know, midnight showing and there's children,
I'm like, why
go to the 8 o'clock?
You have school the next day.
I know,
day
but
or
I get I get our society and what we are. And I'm glad that they're going to the theater and paying to see it in the theater.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I love that they're not waiting to see it downloaded.
But,
pirated copy.
Also, do your research, though. Don't bring your child, like a little kid, to like, again, I'm not trying to boost Marvel here, but Deadpool is definitely not.
No.
I think, like, when I went to go see Killing Joke, there was a ton of children, and I was like, ah!
Don't you think you would Google anything that has the word dead, killing, or suicide in the title? Well, Deadpool, apparently, that Killing is, Joke, Suicide
That
squad.
To me is a parental like, thing that
but
is
I've,
just...
But I've also met parents that are like, well, I want my kids to not be sheltered. I'm like, there's a difference between, like, you can show this in your own home than you, like, going out to a giant... Ooh, sorry. That's a giant theater and being like, look at all these people hooting and hollering at tits. Like, that kind of stuff. Sorry.
You know me. I'm not one to shy away from my opinion, but when it comes to parenting, being that I'm not a parent, I do not... I see the struggles with my friends that have kids, but... I don't. I think that's a whole thing. I am like, I have no idea what you guys deal with, and hats off to you guys that deal with that.
I mean, and I
the
completely...
fights and... But anyway, speaking of Suicide Squad, real quick, it's not in our breakdown because it came out yesterday. Shia LaBeouf was up for a role, and he was talking about it because he is friends with Ayer because they did Fury together.
Yeah.
But he had said he went in front of Warner Brothers, and they were kind of like, yeah, no, we like you, you're talented, but no, you're... It almost felt like
the tone would have been different if Shia LaBeouf was in it. No,
just do it.
I mean, like, he did really good in Fury. I loved him in that.
He was great in Fury.
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
I think he's so freaking talented.
He has had that off the wagon.
I can't see it.
And apparently he was up for the role they think that Scott Eastwood was doing. That is what the rumors.
So no role.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, because he wasn't really
he
in
said,
it.
He said seeing the movie, his role... Will Smith's Deadshot role from the original script that he read, Will Smith's, once he got cast in Deadshot, that Deadshot role got beefed up and his role with Rick Flagg got taken down.
Do you feel like he maybe could have played Boomerang?
No.
I think he's too young. That makes sense. He does look like
and
a
he's
young
looked at, you gotta think about it. I was reading this great article about nowadays filmmakers and TV shows especially and movies too. There's so much money invested in these projects that they are looking for actors that, yes, they're good actors, but are not problematic. Because you're on a budget, you're spending billions of dollars, you have to hit every day, you got to get this done. You can't be worrying about drama and is he going to go nuts?
There are so many talented actors out there that you should just pick somebody reliable.
Yeah, and I think with him, that was Warner, and he even said he was the one telling this. Warner Brothers just said, nope, we like you, you're talented, but not for you.
I think that's the way going.
Nah, we're not dealing with the drama.
Yeah. There was something else on our rundown, too, that I know you wrote to us about this morning.
Yeah, this happened this morning. That now we've talked about this on the show. I think you and I are on the same page with the Booster Gold film. This has been up there.
I was like, hasn't it almost been up in the ether?
It's like
I don't even know what's happening.
Captain Marvel,
that.
Or Shazam, whatever they want to call it,
yeah.
And Cyborg are the three that are like, especially Booster Gold and Shazam. We're like, yeah. What's going on? And they keep talking
swervey
about it. We're doing
swerve,
this.
So well,
Berlanti,
swerve.
Who's in charge of it, Berlanti, he has said that it's going forward, but it does not have connective tissue to the DCEU.
Yeah,
that was the word.
He says, as of right now, we have no connective tissue to those worlds. It'd be a separate thing. And this is when his interview with Vulture.
Now, to me, first I was like, it's a separate film. This is going to be weird. But then it's that word connective tissue where I'm like, because as we know, Suicide Squad tied right into BVS. Mm-hmm. It ties into Justice League. That's all. That's the connective tissue. It's that talking where they're mentioned. Maybe it's just taking place in a separate city. They're not going to reference Batman, Superman, and that world. Maybe that's what they mean, but it's still...
I don't think they know exactly what they mean yet, but I do think that it is sad that in the last 2 weeks... Even somebody like Berlanti, but I was talking about The Rock's person who was talking about Shazam. That everybody's like, we see what you've done there with the DC films. We will not have any connectivity with them because that's what the DC films, the reception is, you know what it is. So now we're going to go over here and divide ourselves and space ourselves. Even Berlanti, who is so involved in this world.
He knows this stuff.
Right. And involved in the TV universe and all of these things as a producer, for him to be like this early on to state there's no connective tissue, like nothing's connecting. That's tough.
I don't know. I was gonna say I feel like you're kind of already
just
between a rock and a hard place, and you're trying to make a film with it.
He just, of the characters out there, he screams of the TV universe.
Right.
He screams of Legends of Tomorrow, traveling back in time.
Yeah.
Or maybe because they do it already with the Wave Rider and all that, we already tried time travel. We don't need another version of that. Booster Gold Blue Beetle just is such a great fit for TV.
Yeah.
A movie, it's they're sidekicks, comic relief. They need to be salt and pepper on the steak.
No, no, I was going to say, I thought it was strange that they went straight for the big screen instead of starting out with doing a TV show.
And they said to the TV universe, hey, you guys can't have them.
Which is so strange to me. I don't understand. I mean, like, I'm all for, you know, go big or go home. Like, that's fine. But I also think that this would be a good idea to start small and then maybe...
Not go home.
Yeah, there you go. I'll take that.
Go small, stay out.
Remind me when we get to TV time to talk about whether you can have them, you can't have them stuff that you just said. Remind me at the end of the show.
You can't have
them. But yeah, so you guys guess out there and the ether out there, it's as good as ours. We have no clue. I don't know. I'm not clamoring.
It's so up in the air.
I love those characters are so good together, but it's like Booster Gold by himself is maybe Blue Beetle. They're the team. It's always so good when they're together.
Do you think it's because Johnny's schedule is so busy?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
Or maybe that's why he's not here. He's in talks.
Yeah.
Probably just that connective
tissue.
All day.
Yeah. Connective tissue. It's all Johnny. Johnny is the connective tissue.
Well. Should we move on from that? Because it's going to get upsetting, I think. I don't know.
But this next bit, you have to do... Oh, no. It's a little bit. I wanted an accent.
Okay, we'll do a little bit later if we got accents. So J.K. Simmons, he just finished wrapping Justice League.
Woo-hoo!
Talking about how much fun he had. He said he's only in a couple scenes. He's got the Batman scene, and he's with the League. And I think because that press event, they all went, they saw them filming that scene of the League on the rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about how great a filmmaker... Snyder's, and just like he said, it created the atmosphere of a family. And I think that's very evident in all the stuff we've seen of the team.
Yeah, I was going to say, anytime that all the Comic-Con stuff and any of the time that they're all together, they just look like they've bonded really well together.
Something interesting about this, because I think it was it last week we were on the show, all of us, where we talked about Suicide Squad wrapping and people said it's wrapped and we were like, no, or Justice League hasn't wrapped yet.
Right.
And they're still filming because he even says in the article, he's like, the team is still over there filming in London. I'm done.
But he specifically is there.
But he's done. But this goes back to Deathstroke. And they're all saying, like, the rap and El Mambe said, you know, he's the Batman villain.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not finished filming Justice League. So that picture of him on set, Deathstroke, I think he's still part of Justice League.
I think Deathstroke.
Remember we talked about last week, we think he'll be introduced. And everyone's like, nope, this is pre-thing for Batman. It's like, well, Justice League is still filming. They're not working on Batman right now. Mm-hmm. Why would they build a costume?
Maybe to Swerve?
Maybe.
I think he's in Justice League. I don't disagree
with you. I don't disagree
little
with
beginning.
You. And I said that
like a, what's it called? Like they do in Batman. The old James Bond films where they had the little prologue.
Yeah.
Of just him arresting someone, beating someone up.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of cool. But he talked great about his cast.
He did. He talked really nice about everybody. Anything he says, I just love him. I love the way he handles himself. Mm-hmm. I love him on screen. I love how he is so positive, and especially coming off of Suicide Squad, where a lot of the performers were particularly negative. I'm looking at you, Jared Leto. It's nice to hear actors speak well about something, and obviously this hasn't come yet, so we don't know how the results will be.
When you hear the people talk, not like Leto, Eisenberg, they never talk bad about the crew or the director or the cast.
They talk about their character.
It's the character and what the final result was.
Well, I mean, I think
and
saying...
That says a lot.
I think saying we left a lot on the cutting room floor and it's not exactly how I would have done it and there should have been more of me is talking about the crew. That is talking about the editors and the director.
But, like, here's a great thing. James Gunn recently just tweeted out, he is so good on Twitter with his fans. There is a character and he felt bad. He's like, there's nothing worse than cutting an actor out of a film. So he's editing his film. There's a whole character out of Guardians. James Gunn. He's editing it right now. He cut a whole character out.
Even
tweeted on Twitter. He's like, this is the worst thing I have to do. I hate doing this. So for the betterment of the film, yes, someone's Joker might look great and he's doing great. But the overall picture, if it doesn't fit...
I completely agree.
We have to take it out.
I completely agree with you. I'm saying is it's nice to hear somebody say something
positive.
Yes,
I see.
I love Harley and Joker alone. I mean, that's the one thing that I probably have been telling people the most is we didn't need Joker in that movie. But that's me.
Yeah, you're right.
I certainly didn't think we needed more of him. I thought that we got a
good amount. I didn't feel like I needed more.
Part of that is the fact that Ayer and them news, like, he's not going anywhere. He will have another chance to shine as the Joker. So
there's plenty of times. I don't know. I think he'll be okay.
But on the set that they were talking, with the Justice League, the team, they had a cool little message. They're doing this kind of awareness thing for Respect Our Water. The whole team, we had the whole league together. Sans Superman, again, not there in that shot.
He's dead, remember?
I know that, but... not really, but we know.
No, he's dead.
Spoiler for anyone.
He's dead, Jim.
But they had that cool little thing of them together. Someone made a really funny joke, cute little joke. It was they said they kind of doing like the old Power Rangers did, where in their civilian outfits they kind of are dressed like their characters, and it's true. Affleck's in the black, Momoa's shirtless, he was in red, the Flash.
Yo, respect Awada.
Well, respect. And he did the Aquaman symbol.
Yeah,
at the end.
Kind of reminded me of like Hove for a second, you know.
Hove.
Like,
yeah.
I don't get that reference. What
Jay-Z.
Is it?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z?
It's a, yeah.
Making it rain?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Making it rain.
If Undergaro was here, it'd be like, millennials.
Yeah.
But so you guys saw that video, right? It was cute.
Yeah.
Cute little thing.
No,
I think they did that on, instead of BVS, they did the whole ice bucket challenge for that. And then the Star Trek crew does Omaze. That kind of I love
like
how
that they're
getting
using,
awareness out there, yeah. Because how many millions of people follow these
what
films?
Was the other one that they did, the
Justice the crew, the DC crew.
Yeah, it was when they were filming BVS and
the water bucket challenge, right?
No,
the ice bucket.
No, that was an ice bucket. That was
the bats. Save the bats.
Oh.
It was on the
it
was on the Blu-ray. It was the Save the Bats.
Yes, they
built those bat homes.
Yeah,
but I like that. But I also like. I mean, going back to doing campaigns, like if I think they did an update on the ice bucket challenge for that. That they raised so much money that they actually were able to get enough of the materials that they needed.
Everyone was talking. I was like, "Oh, do these really work?" So then they pretty like, "Yes, that whole big push got."
Yeah, we had all the research. We had a bunch.
Went beyond what they needed for the funding,
exactly.
So it worked.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that they continue to do that.
Big movie at the time, BVS. I know. Remember Mission Impossible? The crew did it for that. It's like everyone did it, which is cool.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome.
You know, they talk always. It's always about like you know, celebrities getting involved with politics and this and that. But it's like this is celebrities doing something that you know
they're making it rain.
Literally.
Speaking of making it rain, I don't know about how this one, next one. I've tried to segue into it, but
I
realized
you're skipping over the Aquaman Australia one. I wanted to hear an Australian accent.
I was wondering what you were going to say.
I timed
about
right
that.
From Justice League into the Justice League water.
It's because you knew.
Speaking of water, Aquaman, King of the Seven Seas.
But in what voice?
He's filming in Australia. G'day, mate. Throw another shrimp on the barbie.
Oh,
good.
Look at you.
I liked
good.
That.
It's good.
I think that's all I know.
What do you think that means, that they're filming in Australia next summer and then in London? Should that say anything to us about...
I think... Johnny might have written that wrong. I think Aquaman is Australia, Flash is London. I could be wrong, guys. If you're reading
I was
that
say,
article,
what are the multiple locations? Let's
no, I think he's filming in Aquaman's filming in Australia, which I don't know the studio down there. I know Fox Roadshow has a huge studio down there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where they film Mad Max?
They
were going to film Justice League Mortal. That George Miller.
Oh, no, they're also filming in London.
Aquaman?
In addition to spending time at the Warner Brothers studio stage in London.
Because I was going to say, I think Warner Brothers has a studio out there.
Wait, now, let's put two
and
two together.
According to Daily Telegraph.
Let's put two and two together. Justice League is filming in London. The sets are still there.
Oh.
Maybe some Atlantis stuff is still there.
Mm.
That makes sense.
Instead of having to rebuild it in Australia.
Well, yeah, I've, you know.
There
two
we go.
Two is four.
Yeah, might as well spend the money for going to London instead of actually, rebuilding
them.
So,
to go to film in London. And then you have a shrimp on a bar. I can't do the two. I confuse the two. I can't
confuse
the two.
It's tough.
That was beautiful, though. You were getting there. That was great.
It can be hard sometimes.
God, I was watching the Batman Nolan trilogy again past week.
Kal-El in the chat says Mad Max was filmed in Africa. I have no idea.
Really?
I don't know if that's completely
true. Mad Max Fury Road was in Africa?
I don't know.
That's news to me,
awesome.
But hey, all right. Okay, so now can I skip down to... We finished that, right?
Yep.
That's all you wanted to talk about with that was my Australian accent for him coming in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
From the thunder from down under.
Mm-mm.
G'day, mate.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
I didn't ever claim to have a good Australian accent.
Strong. You
no,
start
I was
strong.
I was just talking about Thunder Down Under in Vegas. Not a fan.
Oh, is it a male review show?
Well, no.
Is
I
that
mean,
what they call them?
Male reviews, isn't it?
I have no idea. I would rather see women. So.
Oh.
So.
Speaking of, if you might see women and you might see men.
Oh, good segue.
Will Wonder Woman be bisexual in the film? Now, this is not, nothing has come from the set. No talk has happened from set.
This was just an article from Movie Pilot that was posing an interesting question. It says, Wonder Woman is an LGBT icon, but will the 2017 movie reveal her bisexuality?
But I think it's interesting because I know a lot of people like what you asked earlier where you're like, is Wonder Woman bisexual? Like, because a lot of people, I told people, because I shared it, and a lot of people are like, I don't remember ever hearing
that.
And if you look at the examples that they put, it's just random comics where it talks about it.
And I think, I could be wrong, but Amazons are all...
I mean, there's only
women. It's a sisterhood.
There's only women on the island, guys.
We will call it a sisterhood. Yeah. And then she meets man. She knows of men. They know of men, I assume.
Yes.
I don't think it's a question. I think they are.
In the movie, do we feel like we would see it? And if we did see it, in what way would we see it?
Hippolyta says, you are my greatest love to her daughter. Not anything with that, but she never says that the lover that gave her, you know, Zeus was her greatest love. It is her daughter is her greatest love. And I think these women...
Have love for other women.
It's this love of these women of not just a sexual... I'm the guy on this panel speaking about this, so again, take this with a grain of salt.
I think that maybe we might see her not involved with another woman, but maybe just appreciate women and have like a few comments, a couple of things like of respect, calling people beautiful or anything like that.
There could be some comedy between her and Etta Candy in the scenes where maybe she touches her in a certain way and Etta's like, oh, this is awkward. And Wonder Woman doesn't think anything of it. This is just how women are on our island. Think about it. And set in World War One, that's rife for awkwardness and comedy and you know, showing an Amazon's culture with our culture.
Right.
I think it's cool.
As a bisexual myself, I understand having, especially in media, trying to throw that out there, especially with big icons.
Like
I understand.
Star Trek did with the whole,
like,
you gotta throw it out there.
Yeah, right? Like, I understand that. I've never actually seen physical evidence of stuff. I mean, she's talked about it, kind of, but it's mostly just... It's just her, like how you've said, just a great love with a sisterhood. So in my aspect, I'd rather just see her. I don't need to see a movie of her falling in love with anybody, male or female.
Right.
She is a badass character who's here to save the world. I'd rather just keep it
I think...
If you want to throw it in there, sure. But as a person who's like, I've already seen what bisexual on screen looks like. I'm good.
Would you want to see her romantically invested in a man, or do you just not want to see her romance
at all? That's fine, because we all know that Wonder Woman has fallen in love with people before. I don't care if they do show it or not. I don't think it needs to be forced, especially with a woman.
And watching the trailer, her interactions with Steve Trevor, it is very much like awkward first girl being like in the dance scene with him. And
yeah,
it's awkward. But, and I think that works because she's probably never had a man come on to her before.
Well, before, maybe. But I also thought that her, because we've only seen trailer of that, I also thought her interactions with Ben Affleck, with Batman, were... Kind of, but she's also learned that on the island as well.
Yeah,
and man's ruled for 100 years at that point.
Yeah, we have to remember that
because
she knows how to use her sexuality.
In a man's world,
that's the term. But speaking of the comics, real quick on Rebirth, talking about Wonder Woman. No, I nipped that in the bud. Wonder Woman right now in the comics is so good, the Rebirth, because it's like it ships every week. And bi-weekly, it is about her current day, and the other 2 weeks is her kind of origin.
Yeah.
But she has a relationship with Cheetah right now, where she's trying to help her beat this, and it's so, like, it's a love relationship, but it's like the sisterhood.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
But
so
again,
check
like
Wonder Woman, the comic out right now.
The question is, I know that a lot of people are just like, so she can fall in love with a man, but not a woman. I'm like, I'm not saying
I think she could.
She can do whatever she wants. That's up to the writers and the directors, but I'm not going to sit there, get on my soapbox and be like, she's falling in love with a man. Like, I don't give two craps.
It's not about her love story.
It's not about her love story. Yeah. It's about her bringing her origin onto the big screen so that you can see it. And that's the reason why I love her, is because she was taught and raised to just be a warrior, period.
And it's interesting, because I'm of a mind, I'm kind of like, why they feel the need to hire a female director for these female superheroes, just like, why can't we have a female director direct male superhero films that male-led? Like, why couldn't we have a female in charge of Man of Steel 2? But now seeing that, thinking about that, you women have a completely different perspective than men. You know, there's this whole thing of women and men want to be equal.
Yeah.
And we should have equality. But I think of this one side is like, I don't want you women to be equal to me, because you guys are so much stronger in other ways than we as men will never be. That's what makes us compatible
different, right.
and different.
Yeah.
It's like, so to have a woman in charge of that stuff, she'll bring stuff that as a guy we won't even think about. Like, for us, it's like, oh, it's a woman in a film.
You say she, you're talking about Patty?
Patty Jenkins, or a female director, the girl right. that's directing, they're looking for a female for Captain Marvel. You know, you guys have such a different perspective that a male directing by a male script, it's like this and this is, oh, it's a male love interest, but the female will come at it from a different perspective. She won't think of the love interest in this way. She'll just be making great choices, and I think that's so great.
Every person will come at it from a different perspective, so not just men or women, every individual based on your life experience.
Exactly.
And I don't feel like we specifically need women to direct female-driven films, but I do think it's nice when there are so few spots in Los Angeles, in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Just for big films?
For major films, and very few of them go to women for them to be like, hey, this is a great opportunity for something with a female narrative to get a woman involved. Yeah. Like, I loved when Michelle McLaren was on the project. I love Patty Jenkins being on the project.
I don't think there was ever a guy attached to direct it.
No.
There was always a girl, which was great. But a lot of people don't know, you guys might not know either, for television, women directors are huge. I mean, the ratio is so much better. Like, a lot of the projects... A lot of the projects that I've worked on, it's been a female directors.
There's still less.
Yes.
The ratio is better
than it was before.
And that's where Michelle McLaren comes from.
So I just think I don't even think the sexuality will be a issue, kind of like the whole Star Trek, we had to make Sulu gay, and we had to have that shot of him, which served the story not at all.
Yeah.
You didn't have to draw attention to it. You could have just let it be and done that naturally, but because they draw attention to it.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get drawn attention to anything. There might be hints at it.
I mean, clearly...
And that's the way to go, opinion.
No, I agree. And clearly, obviously, in this Wonder Woman movie, we're going to have Steve and Diana, obviously, fall in love at one point.
Right.
Maybe it won't work out. Maybe it will. You never know. It's just, again, I don't feel the need to be like, yes, find, a Stephanie instead of a Steven and make it work. Like, again, I'm all for it. I don't care. I just... It's not necessary.
Yeah.
I'm not going to protest about it. I just think, hey, if you want to throw it in there, I'm all for it. All
right.
Another thing to be excited about.
Ca-ca! Ca-ca!
That's the segue?
Yeah. I was helping you out.
I'm glad you did that because I was struggling. I was just going to say, I don't know how I was going to go on. Speaking of love stories, The Crow is a fantastic love story. Have you ever read the comic?
You didn't like my...
Oh, I saw
I
where
liked
you,
your cacao.
I saw what you were going. I saw what you
I
were
loved
doing.
It. I never read the comic.
You
I
never
do
did?
Know a little bit of the story, though.
Oh, it's great.
But it's so it's it a, is
it
really
is a,
great.
It's
I've
a,
seen
it's
the,
a
I've seen the
Brennan Lee.
The other movie.
It is
when
a,
it came out.
It's a fantastic love story. It's the story of The Crow. We're mentioning this because Jason Momoa has been... This is a film that has been in... limbo, up and down, about for years. Okay, all right, we'll call on that one.
Yeah.
But they finally got Jason Momoa to get on board. He's going to be The Crow, beginning filming in January.
So post-JL.
Yeah, but pre-Aquaman, which is weird. But I don't think movie like The Crow is going to be filming for very long.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah, so...
What's the budget on it? Do you have any idea?
I have no
idea. I'm sure it's... Well, nowadays, I mean, a movie like that normally would have been... I don't know what this is. So you tell everyone that's listening and watching. Help me with this, with the caw.
Isn't that what a crow sounds like?
No, you're correct.
But we're talking about The Crow. I thought you were looking... What?
Well, I was just making noise so that he could get seated.
That's what you were doing with that? That's what you... That's what was going on there. The cacawing.
It was the special call.
Now I got it. Now
DC
I got
mating
it.
Mating call?
Did it work?
I think so.
Ask the chat room. Did it work?
Coo-coo.
Hey, look at that. Ca-ca.
Hello, everyone. Mikey, you look good by yourself. I've never seen you like solo on the race.
I had big shoes. I will make it rain.
Your hair looks amazing.
Yeah.
And Roxy, you too.
Back from his Booster Gold meetings.
Yeah.
And the connective tissue that's been causing the problem.
Well, I got good news, guys. It's happening.
If you had to guess what we were talking about by my noise, because I was also segueing, I was letting him know
I'm
what subject.
I'm just
going
to guess that you're talking about how Jason Momoa is jumping out of the water and into the makeup for The Crow.
See, so instead of having to be like, Johnny, what we're talking about, I made the noise.
Yep.
It covered the noise of him coming in, and he also knew where we were in the rundown.
I was with you.
Pure genius.
Don't forget, I also am very good with code words. We all know this.
And signals, animal signals.
Signals, I can hear things. I whisper to dogs.
So instead of the bat signal, like for that, you could just caw-caw.
Caw-caw!
And Johnny will just arrive.
Oh. I actually feel like I've actually gotten really good at it.
You have.
Too.
How are we doing so far?
Gone on.
How's it going?
Doing good.
Fantastic.
That sounded like your comedian voice. How's it going?
Kids? Oh, sorry.
You missed a terrible Australian accent. You missed us talking about bisexualism.
Yeah, I went on a rant.
Oh, with Wonder Woman being bisexual?
Yeah.
Who did the accent?
Oh, I did.
Ooh, okay.
Roxy set me up, and I had to knock it down.
I thought you did a pretty good job at first.
Nice.
At first, yeah. And then it became Michael Caine.
When he goes into Michael Caine, he can't help it.
Fine.
I liked Michael Caine.
Everything turned into Michael Caine. That's my favorite.
Anytime.
But I watched the Dark Knight trilogy the other day, like all three of them in a row.
And I just got them again.
God, he's so good in those movies. But every line, I was imitating him. Every single line, I was just doing the whole movie.
As you should. That makes me so happy.
All right.
Oh, God.
Just bring it back with the full.
So we're talking about the Crow. We got there.
Yeah,
we
covered the Crow. There's really not much to talk about.
No, not at all.
Let's jump into seven villains. Deathstroke. Six villains.
You added one.
Come on, buddy.
Did you have an additional one you wanted to
talk
about?
Yes, of course. Come on now. It's me.
Oh.
Could work for Deathstroke. So this article by Cinema Blend mentions the six villains that Deathstroke, because usually Deathstroke is an assassin for hire. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be someone pulling his strings, paying him. We don't know. We do not know. So does anyone want to list off those that has a electronic device?
You go for it.
The possible villains. I mean, this is according to Cinema Blend, as you said. Penguin.
Ca-ca.
That's exactly.
He's exactly. Penguins don't do that. Like, if you were to tell you. How's that? Is that better?
This is happening. Okay, I'll try to be better with my noises.
Someone turn that into a GIF. What Mikey just did.
Just waddling around.
Yes, please. For all of us.
Oh, Lord.
Penguin. Black Mask. Okay. Ra's al Ghul. Court of Owls. Hugo Strange.
Ooh,
and.
Ooh.
Hush.
It seems to me. Do you guys know anyone on Cinema Blend that works or that is a writer for them or anything like that?
You're about to insult them. So
I'm not going to insult at all.
Boy.
They are a film site. I think those people do not have someone that is a DC person on their panel.
Right, meaning knowing the history.
Because Ra's al Ghul, they would never throw it in there.
Nope.
What was the last one?
Hush.
Hush doesn't hire someone to go after someone like that.
So how do you think that they figure these out? They'll do a quick Google search?
Of Batman villains. I think Penguin, depending on how he is in the story.
I was going to say, out of the entire list, I was going to say.
Black Mask works very
good. Who was the other
one? Court of Owls.
But the Court of Owls has their own assassins.
Yeah, I was like, they don't need
their talents.
Black Mask. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I still think Penguin, out of the list, seems more.
Yeah.
So you're saying we would see a new Penguin. We're not going to see the Gotham Penguin.
No.
God, no.
Different time periods, different Earths.
That's another massive casting right there.
Different.
Yeah. I think the Penguin, if he's introduced in these films, needs to be not even a main character, like just an arms dealer that runs the Iceberg Lounge that's always there.
Sure.
Not the central. I'm trying to think of a character in the films that we've seen so far.
A lot of people
kind of like a Nick Fury in the Marvel Universe.
Everybody's go-to when they're describing what they want. Like Nick Fury in the Marvel Universe. Amanda Waller should be like a Nick Fury in the Marvel Universe.
Because it's true.
Every single one that we have that I can think of. Amanda Waller is scarier.
I don't know the Harry Potter films well enough to use a Harry Potter reference, or I could.
The
Penguin should be like Q in the James Bond films. There, something new.
Ah.
Just always there.
Do you want to know a true story about me?
Oh God! Is this gonna be? Am I gonna love you even more for this?
You're gonna hate me so much.
I know what you're gonna say right now. You're gonna say you've never seen a James Bond movie, and I'm not even gonna look at you for the rest of the show.
I've never seen a single James Bond movie.
Not even the new ones.
Hold on. Nothing. I'm gonna pull a Kramer from Seinfeld, and I'm gonna look at you real quick.
Oh boy.
And break my rule.
I'll be over here.
Is this because? And you're not the first, but it has always been women. And they say, and I'm not saying this, they go, Bond always seemed very sexist, misogynistic.
Oh, no, it has nothing to do with that.
Okay, but I find it a lot. Nowadays, women
don't.
How
would I know if he's sexist or misogynist? I've never seen a movie. Is he sexist and misogynist?
Well, Bond came from the Craig films are a different animal. Bond films before, even in the books, Bond.
Marissa, will you hit that button that's like the host from Wander Off Topic?
No, I mean, you're kind of.
Okay. But okay, we're fine. I'm not looking to look at you the rest of the show.
Cuckoo.
I can't believe you've never seen a James Bond film.
Yeah.
What's your.
That was a shocked. Like, yes, oh my God, how dare you?
You get a Robert De Niro for that. You get a. Oh!
I know, I would like to. You want to watch the first one with me?
There's 22 of them, or 23 of them.
So not the first one ever. I'm saying my first one.
Sure. We'll start with Casino Royale. We'll start you with a good one. Casino Royale.
So this started off with being Q from James Bond. So now let's bring it all back.
Yes. Meaning the Penguin should always be there. Almost every film, the Penguin should kind of be like a source of information. He goes into the club, busts up his bouncers, throws them against the wall, asks
information. Do you think he's the best choice, or do you feel like you have somebody else who you think could have hired Deathstroke? That'd be a better choice.
Amanda Waller. I think Waller's great.
I was going to say Black Mask, but Amanda Waller. But, like, Black Mask is... That's the first thing I would think of, but I think Amanda Waller would be better.
Give her victory scores on that. I didn't even think of that. Amanda Waller is fantastic because Bruce Wayne at the end knows. He's like, shut the squad down or I'm going to do it for you.
Yeah.
And now she's going to... Oh, you okay? I'm going to... All right, you got the cards. But behind the scenes, she's like, kill this MF-er.
Oh, wow.
That's... Good.
I think that's something she would do.
We don't need to introduce another character.
I mean, because in my brain, I was thinking of with Justice League Unlimited, or Justice League, where you bring in Amanda Waller and she's always, you know, fighting with everybody to a point, and then she's like, I already have my own agenda. You can suck it. I don't know.
That's fantastic.
That's me now.
I mean, do you think? So you're saying you don't really think any of these make a ton of sense? I mean.
Except for Penguin.
Well, we heard the talk that Black Mask... Remember that Reddit leak we talked about last week where Black Mask is the... He is the... going forward with the Batman film. Johnny, real quick, we talked about back with J.K. Simmons' Justice League talk, how he just wrapped, but he said the others are still filming. Yep. That leads us back to... Remember they said Deathstroke is the Batman villain?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if Justice League is still filming, they were on set with that costume.
Oh, yeah. He's part of... We said it last week. Okay. He's absolutely...
Just want to get your confirmation on that.
All right, we have to move forward.
Move on.
Look, after this meeting I just had... No. He will be in Justice League.
Okay, options to play Green Arrow on the big screen. This is, I think, kind of another one of those...
Matt Damon.
Really?
We talked a little bit last week about who Matt Damon would play.
Matt Damon.
They wanted him for, you know, Hush and this and that. I think the only way, because they're such great friends, it works is having the Oliver Queen.
Charlie Hunnam would be great, too, actually.
I know you can't put
what is his face from Stellan Men Skarsgård? In Tights?
Rob Elway.
I love him so much. Carrie Elway. You can't put him...
20 years ago.
I realized that Robin and then Robin Wright and then Princess... Mm-hmm. It's all connected.
I just think people sometimes, Carrie. They make lists by, they, you know...
No, it makes sense. I was just like, no, don't put him... No.
I've never been a fan of his. He's, I know it's...
Did you watch...
Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
I did not. I saw him in Pacific Rim was my first interaction with him.
Is this, we've talked about it before, the
trope of this actor was just perfect in this role, was fantastic, but now when he's in other things, it just doesn't, like, he was not good in Pacific Rim.
I do not think so.
He was not good in that film.
I do think he has a slight problem with his accent, though.
Yes, I think he needs to work on that.
Well, another guy on the list, Scott Eastwood.
He's in the universe. Yeah. He's dead. He had his chance. He should have fought.
Quite the twist.
He should have fought harder for that.
You'd just be seeing me in the theater. It's like, twist!
Yeah.
I like the Stellan Skarsgård. Alexander's son. I liked him from Tarzan. Yeah. But I think Matt Damon. I mean,
he's just good looking.
Matt Damon. Like, that's the one. Because they really don't have to have a ton of interaction, him and Batman together. But they could have that little scene together that would kind of... Because they're such best friends and... I don't know.
People in the chat...
But again, at this time, there's no confirmation that he's appearing in any of these films.
Right.
Yeah.
I think this is just fan speculation.
I really hope... Because people were talking in the chat about Nightwing and they want Steven... I always have a hard time saying his name, so I'm not going to do it.
Walking Dead?
Yes. I want Steven Yeun. Yeah. I want him to be Nightwing.
I don't know about this. Be interesting.
I would like it. I could totally see him bulked
He's
up and
so
ready
talented,
to go.
Too.
Yeah. Well, because right now he did Voltron on Netflix, and he plays like this kind of broody character. And I'm like, yes, I want it to be.
And he may or may not have a place on Walking Dead anymore, depending on
what happens.
I mean, at this point, doesn't everyone have to go at some pretty soon?
Who knows?
Except for Daryl.
Those are always just fine. Recently, Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill were at a convention talking.
As usual.
And they let up some swerve out.
Yeah,
they're asking them about more of those movies because they just did Killing Joke.
Correct. I don't know if you can let swerve out.
I mean,
I think they did because I think from the people I read a couple.
If Johnny lets it fly, I let it fly.
Let's just let it.
You let me let it fly, there, Johnny.
Right. Let it fly.
All right.
I got a quote for you whenever you're ready.
Okay, because I think the way it happened was they were asking the two of them and they were sitting next to each other and they kind of like, oh, you want us to do more movies? Oh, what do you mean, like Hush? And then Hamill goes, oh, or maybe like Death in the Family.
kind of trying to be like passive aggressive, but not
But these movies, and what you guys might not know, the animation is done overseas, and it's done a year or two before it's done, and they record
over that
you know, at least it could be a year before it's released, and they've already done this, so there's a good chance they've already recorded these sessions, and they're messing with the fans. And I think because they've only announced Justice League Dark is the next slate, and they do three a year. That leaves two left. I'm betting that this is a great shot.
Well, the exact quote is, Conroy turned to Hamill and he said, "What do you think about Hush? Naturally, this produced some oohs and ahs from the audience. However, the crowd went absolutely wild when Hamill then followed up and asked Conroy, 'Well, what do you think about A Death in the Family?'"
You see, I think they're throwing chills swerve there.
I see what you're saying.
I think they're having fun. I think they know what's going on. They can't say it. They're not allowed. But that's telling them in a non-direct way.
I mean, I would be super excited, and I think, if they did those.
I know everyone. I know you guys out there. We've talked on Twitter that you guys would want a Hush film.
Like actual live action or animated?
Yes, live action. And
well,
I've always said,
that's not true, because I wouldn't.
Don't think it'll work, because
it's weird.
I think you will have what happened with Civil War, where it's a great film, but if you read the Civil War comics, you're just like, oh, you didn't scratch the surface.
Nope.
And Hush. What makes it great with Batman is going against all these villains, of bringing, you know, Harold into it. So if you don't know who Harold is, he was a mechanic that was kind of mentally challenged that worked with Batman. And there's Clayface and the whole history with the Elliots. It is so involved in the history of Batman.
Yeah. I mean, Hush is one
that
of my
animated, you could get away with it. Animated, you could get away with it. But live action, we've got the established universe.
Well, I hope that they would do an animated then a live action.
But I think animated with unlimited budget is golden.
No, it's going to be, it will be really good.
So good.
But like, because Hush is one of my like top 10 like favorite comics of all time.
And
it's fairly new. Exactly.
Everyone always talks about Dark Knight Returns, Killing Joke, Year One, and this Hush came out 2002. So it's fairly new in the comic book lexicon.
New.
Guys, I want to get to my favorite piece of news
this week.
I don't know why it's my favorite, because it was kind of a low blow, but can I just read the quote to you guys? Mm-hmm. This is coming from our...
Read it in his voice.
No, I can't do Stan Lee voice.
Excelsior!
I can't.
See, when I created Spider-Man in 1963...
Okay. You can do it. I believe in you.
Come on, do it. You're Jewish.
I want to do more cameos also. I've let people know it doesn't have to be Marvel movies. I don't know why DC hasn't called me. They could use me. Is that good?
Yeah.
I love that.
Give it up!
I'll be here.
Stanley's Jewish, right? I'm hoping he's Jewish that I said that.
That's why I was like, I don't know.
I think he is. Is he part of the tribe?
He grew up in New York in the 60s, 30s, 40s with all those guys, Jerry Schuster and Joe Siegel and all those guys. I think they were.
I didn't even hear Mikey's Australian, but I liked your Stanley.
Hers is.
Thank you so much.
But you gotta do Excelsior now. Go for it. Excelsior!
Excelsior!
There you go.
I like that he says, I don't know why DC hasn't called me. They could use me. It's like a little
jab. That was a little jab.
Yeah.
A little jab.
Well, he's always like, you know what makes a great Marvel film? Me. Yeah. That's his thing.
At the same time, once you reach a certain age, you can essentially say whatever you want.
No, and he is old.
You're 93 years old. You have full reign to do whatever you want.
Civil War?
Yeah.
I got a message for Tony Stank.
Yeah.
Tony Stank.
That was great.
All right, we got to move on to what's the best air time of the show.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But I love looking forward to it, even though I'm not looking at it right now. What time is it?
It's time for
I don't know what that
was. TV time! Excelsior!
We only really have a minute to talk about this.
Go fast.
You guys will have to do a little outside research yourself, but Legend of Tomorrow Season 2 photos were released.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
You thought awesome?
Albert Einstein was in one of them, wasn't he?
I thought it was awesome that they finally put them out, but I was very confused by the pictures.
Yeah.
I was like, huh?
I just am holding... I don't know what this season is going to look like at all. I really have no idea
what it's going to look like. We had Feudal Japan. We've got Albert Einstein in one of the pictures.
So, I don't know what it's going to look like, but I'm down. I'd love to travel around a little more. Let's go different places, different times. Let's get funky with it.
Come on, to get funky.
I was thinking of the same thing.
I looked at you, damn.
To the back. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys know Carlos, who plays Cisco, on comicbook.com. He was talking a lot more about how his how Flashpoint's going to change his character and what Cisco's going to look like for season 3.
Yay.
So make sure you check that out. Sounds like there's going to be a lot of ups and downs. He's so talented. I want him in the musical episode so hard.
I know.
Oh, my God. I just want him in the musical episode to come right now. And then Tyler, who was cast as Superman, you guys know, was kind of complaining about how challenging it was to fly. And it was really
Superman.
Difficult
what?
To learn
you
how to fly.
You got cast as Superman. You shut your mouth and you put your time in that harness and you do it.
You gotta do it,
he
buddy.
Wasn't
you
actually
gotta...
complaining, but anybody's like, he's like, it was really tough. Like,
hey, buddy, you gotta.
You don't see
Henry
Cavill complaining.
Yeah.
It just kind of made me giggle. Like, you got cast as Superman, and that's the first thing I've heard that you said, that, like, flying was very challenging. How about, like, flying was sick? I love this role. Like, it was really
it's
tough.
A lot of harnesses.
I mean, I was going to say,
it's harnesses cinched into places that.
Yeah, I was like, it probably wasn't very graceful, like, not like a gazelle
at all.
It was
kind
of, like, awkwardly. One
thing. But I don't want to hear you talk about it.
Gotcha.
Hard to
well, but you have to. But, Roxy, you being a host, interviewing people. He probably got asked that question. He was kind of like, well, I'm on the spot. I got to talk. I can't
you
just say.
You think he got asked, is flying challenging?
No, like, what was challenging about, what did you find out? Stepping into an iconic role, what was the biggest thing that you had a problem with? What was the hardest? Like, well, that harness was up my junk the whole time.
I wanted him to say, what was the hardest thing? You know, just stepping into such an iconic role and doing all my
research. But everyone says that.
Yeah, but just say that and shut up about flying, man. You have to fly.
So if...
I mean, yeah, that is
I want you
true.
To interview him for something. I want you to ask him about this. I want it to come back
full
circle.
You know what
circle.
Grinds my gears? I'm Roxy Stryer, and I hate that you don't like to fly.
You do? What are you, why do you
how
fly?
Do you feel about this?
You know what really
Roxy
grinds
Stryer,
my gears?
You don't really grinds my gears.
All right. All
you
right.
And your flying.
We gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta go. Real quick, they talked about how difficult it was to get Superman, and they said it wasn't difficult. They went to WB. They said, we're one big family. We said, these are ideas, and they backed it. It was no give and pull, like, you can't say this, you can do this with him. They were very much open the doors to them.
I think that they've opened the doors a little more because the TV shows are successful and the movies monetarily.
You watch that tongue right now.
Are not doing well in the critics' eyes.
And then, Suicide Squad just joined one of the only films to break.
Critics' eyes. Critics.
Okay. All right.
I said
fair
critics.
Enough. I wasn't looking at you.
Well, let's all put ourselves over, I guess, right?
There he
hey!
Goes. That is it. I bungled that at the beginning.
He opened the show and he said, throw yourself over. And I said, that's not it. I don't think that's
and they call
it.
Me Fun Dad.
Yeah.
My God.
You are Fun Dad.
Well, I know.
Throw yourself
Mikey's
over.
Mikey's definitely my Fun
you throw
Dad
yourself
brother.
Over, Johnny.
Throw Funnel. Yourself over, Johnny. Throw it over the
okay.
top turnbuckle.
At Jay Quasto, as of this morning, I am officially Twitter verified. How about
yay!
That?
Hey, congratulations. Hail,
woke
hail,
up to an email and I'm like, well.
How do you get Twitter good. Verified?
I don't
did you
know.
Do it through the website? Or you have your manager do it?
I don't have a manager. I don't know. I just
yes, you do.
No, I don't. Not really.
What?
What?
It just happened. Anyway, I'm in Chicago this weekend doing comedy, so if anyone is anywhere near Chicago, hit me up. I'd love to see you. That'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, come out to a show. It'd be great to hang out.
Do
so,
it.
Other than that, yeah, at Jay Quasto, and that's all I got right now. I'll have, yeah, boom.
Cool.
See you next week.
Alexis?
Thanks guys for having me back
of
again.
Of course, thank
always.
You for that
it's
fantastic.
Always nice
we love you. We
oh,
love you.
Thanks,
love
guys.
You
yeah, I need to be here more often. I gotta try.
Yeah.
But you can find me just for Roxy, where all Alexis Torres's are sold at atorres890. Check out my
sold?
YouTube channel.
Where can we buy one?
All over.
Okay.
You can find. I have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/atorres890 or ps890. I do random stuff there. I do a thing every Wednesday called Hump Day Lunch Hour. I talk on my lunch hour about topics. We actually just talked about, getting engaged. So there was that.
Oh,
and
she just did.
Yeah.
I know that.
And things like that. But we talk more about it as time goes on. So you can find more stuff there. Or talk to me about superhero stuff. That'd be awesome.
Guys, I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. I'm currently arguing with somebody in the chat who told me I need to hush. You need to hush.
Yeah.
Wait,
why
do
you gotta
mean
hush?
You gotta be in hush?
No. They say that. I think they just don't like me.
Oh, well, get out of here.
Hush.
How could they
awesome.
Not? How could they not like you after Stan Lee there?
Excelsior.
Yeah, everybody's favorite thing that I've done on the show so far. I've gotten hundreds of tweets about everybody's favorite thing was last week I told somebody in the chat who was bothering me to suck my dick.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
That apparently is the best thing I've done ever on DC
it?
Movie News.
But you've done it before.
You didn't say that out loud, did you?
Yeah. I mean, she just did it right now.
I don't know.
But you've done it.
Maybe it was 2 weeks
you've
ago.
You've done it on a number of occasions, and it always goes over well with me.
You tell the people to
stop. That was great. I'm so sad I missed that.
That's what I said.
Look, if a troll pops in chat roll, Roxy is going to say S my D.
That's my D. Anyway,
S my D.
Where can they find you, Mikey Christmas?
I can't follow that one.
Nope.
You can do it.
Find me at Mike Kalinowski.
See, you're much better than I am. I usually say such my S my imaginary D.
Oh.
For funsies.
I think they probably want to picture Roxy with one.
Anyway, bye guys.
On bye that guys. Note, Excelsior.
Love you all.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.